This is VOA News.
Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The Taliban have begun entering Kabul, Afghanistan, from all sides, according to reports quoting Afghan government officials and eyewitnesses. This follows a week of rapid territorial gains by the Taliban, who have been largely met with surrender or retreat by Afghan forces. A Taliban official told Reuters news agency, quote, "We don't want a single innocent Afghan civilian to be injured or killed as we take charge, but we have not declared a ceasefire." Reuters also quotes Taliban as saying they do not plan to take revenge on anyone, but that all who have served the government and the military will be forgiven. Reuters adds that a Taliban spokesman called on Afghan civilians to remain in the country and not leave due to fear. U.S. helicopters are reported, meanwhile, to have landed at the American embassy in Kabul. And President Ashraf Ghani's chief of staff, Metin Bek, has tweeted, "Don't panic. Kabul is safe." U.S. President Joe Biden on Saturday authorized another 1,000 troops in addition to the 3,000 ordered earlier last week to go to Afghanistan to assist in the evacuation of U.S. personnel and other allies from Kabul. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani has blamed the losses over the past week on the sudden withdrawal of U.S.-led troops. But President Biden on Saturday defended his decision to withdraw, arguing that Afghan government forces had to fight back against the Taliban. In a statement aimed at the Taliban on Saturday, President Biden said any action that puts the U.S. mission at risk will be met with what he called a swift and strong military response. And you can keep up with our coverage of Afghanistan at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Reuters is reporting that Uzbekistan has detained 84 Afghan military servicemen who crossed the border on Saturday. The Uzbek government in Tashkent denounced the detentions and said another group of soldiers had amassed near a border checkpoint on the Afghan side. Reuters says Afghan servicemen crossed the border into Uzbekistan and Tajikistan in a similar way last month when they retreated from the Taliban insurgents' offensive, which has accelerated in recent days. Uzbekistan's foreign ministry said in a statement that the first group of 84 Afghan soldiers made no attempts to resist when Uzbek border guards detained them, but instead sought medical help. At least 304 people are dead in Haiti after a 7.2 magnitude earthquake on Saturday. Haiti's Civilian Protection Agency says at least 1,800 people are injured and more remain missing. The damage is widespread. The initial quake struck around 125 kilometers west of the capital, Port-au-Prince, at a depth of about 10 kilometers. Prime Minister Ariel Henry, who took office just 3 weeks ago, said the government is mobilizing aid to the affected areas. He has declared a month-long state of emergency for the country. He said the needs of the people are enormous. He said they need food, aid, shelter, and psychological support. Pakistani police say attackers targeted a truck in the port city of Karachi on Saturday, killing at least 9 people and wounding 9 others. A senior police officer says 20 more people, including women and children, were riding in the truck returning from a wedding ceremony when the attack happened on Saturday night. A doctor said 5 women and 4 children were killed. Earlier in the day, the Pakistani military said that security forces killed 3 militants during a shootout following a militant attack on a security patrol in the rest of southwestern Baluchistan province. At least 20 people were killed and 79 injured in Lebanon in a fuel tank explosion in the Akar region. That's in northern Lebanon, according to the Lebanese Red Cross early Sunday, who tweeted the information. Lebanon is suffering from a severe fuel shortage, leading to long lines at gas stations and extended blackouts. Military and security sources said the Lebanese army had seized a hidden fuel storage tank in the town of Al-Talil and was in the midst of handing out gasoline to residents when the explosion took place. Eyewitnesses said about 200 people were nearby at the time of the explosion, and accounts as to why there was an explosion are a little vague at this point. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.